Grab a pint of Guinness, turn up your speakers, and sing along. This is the Pub Songs Podcast. And now, a toast! Here's to a long life and a merry one, a quick death and an easy one, a pretty girl and an honest one, a cold pint and another one. Sláinte! A long time ago, way back in history, when all there was to drink was nothing but cups of tea, along came a man by the name of Charlie Mops, and he invented a wonderful drink, and he made it out of hops. He must have been an admiral, or a sultan, or a king, and to his praises we shall always sing. Look what he has done for us, he's filled us up with cheer. The Lord bless Charlie Mops, the man who invented beer, 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 tiddly beer, beer, beer. The Curtis Bar, the James's Pub, the hole in the wall as well. One thing you can be sure of, it's Charlie's beer they sell. So all you lads and lasses, 11 o'clock you stop. For 5 short seconds, remember Charlie Mops.
1, 2, 3, 4... Five.
Hey, he must have been an admiral, or a sultan, or a king, and to his praises we shall always sing. Look what he has done for us, he's filled us up with cheer. The Lord bless Charlie Mops, the man who invented beer, 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 tiddly beer, beer, beer. A barrel of malt, a bushel of hops, you stir it with a stick, the kind of lubrication to make your engine tick. 40 pints of wallop a day will keep away the quacks. It's only 8 pence halfpenny and 1 and 6 in tax.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Hey, he must have been an admiral, or a sultan, or a king, and to his praises we shall always sing. Look what he has done for us, he's filled us up with cheer. The Lord bless Charlie Mops, the man who invented beer, 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 tiddly beer, beer, beer. The Lord bless Charlie Mops. Welcome to the Pub Songs Podcast. My name is Mark Gunn, and that was the Brobdingnagian Bards from our new CD, The Holy Grail of Irish Drinking Songs, and that song was called Beer, Beer, Beer. You know, there's nothing like watching Pump Up the Volume and then podcasting. I don't know, just that whole rebel spirit is just calling out to me. So be it. Yeah, it was that. Or what was it, the other one? Talk Hard! Yeah, man, Talk Hard! Did you ever see that movie? It's such a fun movie. I like that. I haven't seen it in a while, but I do have the DVD. What can I say? I got this before I really had this interest in podcasting. It was that rebel spirit, I guess, of the 80s. Or when was that? I think that was the late 80s. Yeah, yeah. Because it has, you know what I should do? I wonder if I could get away with putting Everybody Knows in this podcast. You think anyone noticed? Leonard Cohen. I like Leonard Cohen. He's just an amazing poet. And his songs are good too. You know what I mean? Some people are like that. They have that, able to write those perfect bits of poetry and set it to music. And I'm not going to claim I'm anywhere like that, okay? But I am going to put on a song right now for you. The song is a piece of poetry that I set to music. It's called The Gosling Reborn. And I just want to play it right now for you. So here goes.
Imaginable landscapes.
isolated with enchanting trees and enchanting lady. She's like the gosling, reborn as a phoenix. Her head from the ashes, a new magical life perched. A school in birch, singing to the glory of serendipity, and answered prayers like a zephyr. We launch into the light, the dawning day, our backs, the cloudy wall.
Yeah, it's not on any CDs right now. I'm actually thinking about releasing a CD of love songs. I was hoping to get it done, you know, by Valentine's Day. I'm not sure if that's going to happen or not. But I have a few of those love songs, and I was thinking about even doing more stuff like that, where I just took some lyrics or some poetry that I wrote and set it to music. I've had a few people say that some of my poems would make nice songs, though I kind of, for the most part, I never could see that or hear that, how that worked in there. But oh well. It's a shame that I'm not more insightful like Hard Harry in Pump Up the Volume. But alas, I'm just a bard. Yeah, I'm only a bard. And my life, it is ever so hard. I'm just feeling in the mood to just ramble today. Can you abide by me rambling for a bit? Because that would be kind of, you know, fun. I can just talk about whatever. Like, let me see here. Bills, that's no fun. I guess it could be fun if you like that sort of thing. No. Actually, I want to hit on some of those issues that were in Pump Up the Volume. I mean, if you look at what a lot of the stuff they're talking about, what seems to me, you know, a lot of these kids were lonely and depressed. Something to be so melodramatic. It's something to be a kid. You know, that's kind of the way I was. I mean, I was lonely. Yeah, I was depressed. Then I went to Italy. Things brightened up a lot then. Well, I was still lonely. But not nearly as depressed, because I could walk out the doors and I don't know. There's something about that, the ancientness of Italy, that really has always really touched me well, and not in that hard, hairy sort of way. It's like community. Today I went to a meeting, and it was with the a friend of mine, and she and I were talking. I was helping her with her website, and then she and I were talking about community and such, and specifically the Celtic community in Austin, which Austin, it's far from the East Coast, so there is no solid Irish, Scottish, Celtic community in Austin per se. We have a couple of organizations, the Austin Celtic Association, most notably, which I was once a board member, but that was where I learned that I just don't handle politics well. But it's still, the goals of what they're hoping to achieve, I really appreciate. And I'd love to see a nice Celtic community in Austin. Actually, I went over to meetup.com and was looking at the idea of starting a Austin Celtic meetup, because I thought it'd just be nice to have something, you know, just to meet other people, not sit around and drink beer, which is, you know, has its place too, but to meet people who are of Celtic descent of some sort, you know. It's something that I've been, you know, wanting to do for a while. I mean, that's the reason I started a couple other meetup groups too. So, se parli italiano, c'è un gruppo per te. But if you don't speak Italian, well, then I'm hoping to get this Celtic meetup group up and running in the very near future, because, you know, it would be just be nice. I don't know. I have this delusional hope that one day there will be a nice sense of community among the Celts of Austin, and we'll see what happens. A part of me is feeling very defeatist about that whole idea. A part of me says, well, you know, it just takes effort. I mean, it takes some work. It takes, you know, you and me and the guy down the street and that lady over there to come together and just try to create something. You know, it would help if we could get people on the Austin Celtic Association board who will work their butts off to build that community, to develop some Celtic events around Austin, and just get people thinking about, you know, what it means to be a community and how to interact in a friendly manner. Right now we have Irish Sessions, but, you know, Irish Sessions, well, okay, Sunday nights is a bad night for me. I'll say that straight away. And driving to Cedar Park is not my first choice. I admit it. I'm a lazy bastard like the rest of us. Okay, maybe not you, but you right over there, not you, the guy to your left, that person, he's a lazy bastard, trust me. You know, Irish Sessions, they're a lot of fun, and it's a great place for, it's actually where a lot of the crack is, you know, the fun and entertainment at in the Irish culture, it's around the around the sessions and whatnot. But, you know, there's more to it than that. I mean, why not having, we were talking about the idea of having, you know, meetups that weren't just based around beer. You know, one of the complaints about some people about the Celtic culture is that, well, it's all based around alcohol. And while, yes, I like to drink Guinness with the best of them now and then, actually, I love wine too. Yes, I'm that type too. But I love whiskey too, and I've really been getting into scotch not too long ago. But that's a side note. And grappa. I mentioned grappa. I mentioned on my blog, if you read my live journal. Yes, grappa's great. But that's a side note. It'd be nice just to have communal gatherings that aren't necessarily around alcohol. You know, a coffee meetup or going for a walk around Lake Austin. Wouldn't that be nice? I think that would be fun. Okay, maybe that's because I'm been getting into walking. I went walking today around Town Lake, and it was a lot of fun. You know, I'm gonna before I go into the Town Lake thing, I'm gonna take a break and play some more music. So this next song is a song that I found by Seamus Kennedy. It's from his CD, A Smile and a Tear. It's called American Beer. Yeah, see, all the songs are about beer and alcohol. Well, you know, hey, what are you going to do? Well, nevertheless, this is a good one. It's just a funny song, so I have to learn this song because it's too cool. Okay, we'll come back and talk about Town Lake.
I was having a jar in Pat Flanagan's bar. 'Twas only last Saturday night when in walked a chap from a U.S. coach tour, the kind you can tell by sight. He stepped up to Flanagan tending the bar and pulling some pints as he should. As he slapped a rude hand on the counter, he yelled, "Hey barkeep, give me a bud." "Young fella, you're drinking in old Ireland now, and we have no American brew. We've got Guinness and Murphy's and Beamish and Harp, and I might find a Smithwick's or two." The tourist responded, and still much too loud, "You ain't got a bud, well up yours. Guess I'll have to make do with the second best then. So barkeep, make it a Coors." Well, Flanagan's really a patient old man, and quietly he explained once again about porters and lagers and ales, although his composure was strained. "I'm telling you, lad, we've no Bud and no Coors, no Miller, no Red Dog or Schlitz." The American sat there becoming enraged. I thought he was going to have fits. "Then give me whatever's the closest you've got to American beer," he rants. So Flanagan cheerfully picked up a glass and sauntered right into the gents. He pulled in the chain, dipped the glass in the bowl, and came back all done in plain sight. "This is close as we get to American beer. Be glad I flushed, now it's a light."
You can find a link to Seamus in the show notes. Oh, and the Bards are at thebards.net, of course. Or you can just go to pubsong.com, where I post everything. And the bright news is Blogger is working again. If you listen to my other podcast, you know what I'm talking about. If you don't, I'm sorry. So in any case, I went to for a walk around Town Lake today. It was a nice, wonderful little walk, actually. I've been trying to get out and exercise more because, well, first of all, I hate to exercise. So I say exercise loosely. Really, this was my listen to podcast time, and I think that'll work for me. I was trying to figure out a way to pass the time while walking, because that is my biggest problem, is trying to pass the time while I'm trying to walk or do whatever, or something when I'm exercising, period. So this morning I drove down to Town Lake and went for a, you know, walked for, I don't know, about a good hour, I guess. And it was very refreshing. But, of course, there's that big problem that cedar fever is hitting Austin right now, and I'm catching it full blown. I'm just hoping I don't get sick, knock on wood. We'll see what happens with that. But it was a very lovely little walk, and I got to catch up on, like I said, a couple podcasts. So hopefully I'll be doing that a lot more in the future. And, you know, that's the other, you know, trying to find communities and people to walk with. It's not an easy task in Austin. So, well, I'm just been rambling, and I'm sure you're bored crapless. if you're not, I appreciate it. Let me know what you think of this podcast. This is the Pub Songs podcast. It varies sometimes, in case you didn't listen to any of the last shows. You know, last time I think I had a live performance. Maybe I'll do another one of those in the near future, but maybe not. You never know what you're going to get. So we're going to finish up with a song by one of my favorite bands of the past. It is Serious Kitchen. The song is from their CD, Tig. You should get this CD, trust me. And this is a beautiful song called Open. You'll have to hear it for yourself. In any case, hope you enjoy I will talk to you soon, and keep an ear open because the Brobdingnagian Minute, which is the Brobdingnagian Bards podcast, that should be out hopefully tomorrow. We'll see if I get that together. But we recorded it. Now I just need to edit it. That's the fun part. All right. Well, which I'm not going to do with this show. But in any case, I hope you enjoy, and I will talk to you soon. Talk hard.
To spirit and to the changing wind, open to touch, open to nature and to the world within, open to change and open to adventure. Open to learn, open to laughter, and to be blessed. Open to joy, open to service, and open to saying yes. Open to risk, and open to passion, to peace and silence too. Open to love, open to miracles, open for love to you. Open to love, open to beauty, open, beloved, to you.
Find out more about the Pub Songs podcast at pubsong.com.